We have today and tomorrow, and I thought it'd be a wonderful thing to be able to make some hachanas for Yantif and to use this time for Sukkos. What often happens is because of all of the preparations for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Sukkos is, and then the rushing for Sukkos is to pile, to get ready. So we don't have time to really prepare in Ruchnius. And there's so much, Sukkos is such a yontif, it's an olam mamish, a world in nigla, in lundis, in nister, in chsidis, and everything. So I wanted to learn a piece that would join together some of the nigla and nister, and who in our generation was greater in making that combination than Lubavitch Rabbi Sussi again, Elenu. So we're going to learn a piece for Sukkos, one from Makut Yisichus, from the Rabbi's Chusik in Elayna, today and tomorrow, regarding the Inyan of Nisach HaMayim. The Inyan Nisach HaMayim b'chag HaSukkos, regarding the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim that took place once a year. And not only did it take place once a year, but it took place with such an asik, such a big asik, ushaf the mind, the sosin, mayna ha-yeshua. It was such an avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, the whole simcha of Sukkos revolved around the nisach ha-mayim. The pouring of the water on the mizbeach and all the hachonis to bring the water from outside Yerushalayim, from the Shiloach, to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. That took place every morning. The actual Nisach HaMayim. The entire night was spent with all of the Simcha, but the morning was the Nisach HaMayim. Bizman HaKrovis Tamid Shel Shachar. The Nisach HaMayim took place at the time of the bringing of the Tamid Shel Shachar, of the Korban Tamid. Yisiv Yishalmi Shebedevidim Hayah Nisach Belayla. The Yerushalmi says that b'de'eved, if the nisuch took place at night, if the pouring of the water in the mizbeach took place at night, afilu b'layla harishon, even the first night, kaidim shehukrivu karbanis achag, before the karbanis, before any of the karbanis, afilu pamachas, b'de'eved it's kosher. V'tam hadover, v'fi shenisuch ze ena chayves hazevach, ela chayves hayayim. And the reason for this is that the Nisach HaMayim is not a din in the carbon, it's a din in the yontif. If it would be a din in the carbon, then it would have to be at the time of the carbon. Since it's a din in the day, in the yontif, even al chachila, of course, it was, the Nisach HaMayim was set up to take place at the time of the carbon, but b'deved, even if it didn't, it's kosher, because it's chayves hayayim. That's the difference between the usual nisuch with korbanos every day of the year, which is of course nisuch hayayin, the pouring of the wine by the mizbeach, and nisuch hamayim. The nisuch hayayin hu chayves hazevach. The nisuch hayayin is a chayves hazevach. It's a din in the carbon. It's a chiv. It's a part of the carbon. Therefore, it had to take place during the day davka, which is the time of the carbon. It's a din in the yontif. Therefore, even if it took place at night, the day of it is kosher. Even though, of course, the nisach hamayim also has a shaychus to the carbon, to the zevach. Therefore, it says in the Tesefta, "Shedine pigul cholim al nisach hamayim," that there are dinim of pigul if the person has the wrong machshavas in mind as far as nisach hamayim is concerned on the korbanos. Still, nisach hamayim is not dependent on the time of the korbanos. Amnam bezeg guf etzarch lahavin. We need to understand this. Madu yeshno chilik ben nisach hayayin and nisach hamayim. Why is there this chilik between the nisach hayayin and the nisach hamayim of Sukkos? The Miachas Sheshneim Mikosav Echad Nilmadu. Both Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim are learned out from one pasuk Midachsiv Unisachecha, in the plural Nisachecha, Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim Lashon Rabim Lo Miyeh Nisach HaYayin Chayves HaZevach. Why is the Nisach HaYayin a din davke in the carbon and the zman of the carbon, which is the day? Umitzvasa b'yom davke, and the mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin is davke during the day when the korban is abroad. The Nisach HaMayim is a chayves hayayim, is a din in the yantiv, and it's kosher therefore gam b'layla, it's kosher even at night, as long as it's yantiv. Now the Rebbe is going to explain a very big yisayid in Avodas Hashem, and a very big yisayid in Chassidus. It's not something that we haven't learned before, but in the context of Sukkos, and how beautifully and clearly the Rebbe lays it out, it's something very special. Acheinin hu, ksiv, it says in Pasuk, Zois Teres Adam. Hainu. She Teres Nimshel Adam. The Torah is compared to the Adam, to the person. Kishem Sheba Adam Yesh Guf Unishama. The same way that in each and every one of us there's a Guf and a Nishama, a body and a soul. Vaha Nishama Nimseis Bechol Chelke HaGuf Umchayo Isam. And the Nishama fills every single part of the guf and gives life to every part of the guf. Kach gam b'tayra. So it is with Torah. Yeshna ha-guf b'tayra. There's the body of Torah, which is galya b'tayra, the revealed Torah. V'han neshama b'tayra. And there's the neshama, the soul of Torah. Nista u'pnimius ha-tayra, which is the pnimius of Torah. U'pnimius zu. And Pnimis Atara Yeshna Bakol Achalokim Shlanigla. The Pnimis, the same way you have with the Guf and the Neshama, there's no part of our Guf that doesn't have Neshama. Or else that part of the Guf wouldn't be able to work. It wouldn't be alive. So down to the little toe. Every single part of the Guf is filled with Neshama. So too, every single halacha in Torah, every single din, every single concept in Nigla, every pasuk down to the little toe of Yiddishkeit consists of a neshama as well, a pnimius, the inner light of that halacha, the inner light of that din. We were talking about this, we were learning this in Inyan Shavuos night, this past Shavuos. And this is how the Rebbe taught. Every single, came out every piece of the Rebbe, he goes into the Nigla, he was a Goyin in Nigla, and then he showed the neshama of that din, of that halacha, of that sugya. The kol halacha v'sugya, v'hi pnimiyas zu achiyas shel ha-nigla. And the pnimiyas is the chiyas, is the neshama of the nigla of Torah. L'chein yeshnam kama v'kama inyanim b'nigla. Therefore, there are many inyanim in nigla, in revealed Torah, she'inyan neshama shalam near behem begilui, where the neshama is very, very clear and very obvious. Haynu she'ev shalahavno yisam rak ade p'nimi shabham. There are things in Torah, this we were learning on Shavuos, that you simply cannot understand when you just look at the nigla. It doesn't make sense. The neshama of that piece of Torah is so obvious, is so powerful and so obvious that one can't really understand the nigla at all without learning the nister. Many halachas, you could learn the halacha without it, and you could understand the halacha for what it is, without touching the neshama of that sugya. But there are other sugyas that without the neshama, it doesn't make any sense. You can't figure it out at all. And so it is with this inyan of Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos. And Nisach HaYayin, that Yuvan Al-Pi HaPnimius V'Neshama Shabai. Here the neshama is shining very strongly, and it's very difficult to understand the nigla without looking at the neshama, without looking at the nista. A chiluk sheben yayin l'mayim hu. The chiluk is as follows. Yayin yesh leitam v'arevus. The inyan of wine is that it has a taste. It has a sweetness. There's a pleasantness to it. Yesh leitam v'arevus. Aval mayim levadam, whereas water on its own, ein behem arevus, doesn't have any sweetness, doesn't have any taste. L'chein mevsinu, she'al shtiyas yayin chayv adam levarach tamid. Therefore, when it comes to drinking wine, one must always make a bracha. The kevin she'esh le'tam, since it has a tanug, a pleasure, a tam, a taste, you have to always make a bracha. Har la'ilam yesh b'shtiyosai ha'goshes tam v'arevus. When every person drinks wine, there's always a taste, there's always a sweetness. Stam water, if a person drinks to take medication or whatever it might be, a bracha is not necessary. If the person is very thirsty, so then he enjoys and he has some pleasure from having that water. But the water in of itself, the chefts of water does not require be'etzem a bracha, because the chefts of water on its own doesn't have a tam, doesn't have a taste, doesn't have a ravus. U'kishem shebechai haguf, in the same way that in our physical lives, yeshnam yayin u'mayim, there are these two, yayin and mayim, k'moichein yeshnam shnei ha'ayfonim b'chai ha'neshama. So too, there are two distinct ways of the neshama, in the life of the soul. Avoda alpi, on the other side, avoda alpi tam v'das nikra yayin. When one's avodas Hashem, or an area, an inyan, one's avodas Hashem, makes sense to him, and it's filled with a certain tam, a pleasure, an understanding. So that's called yayin. That avoda is called yayin, wine. Since that area of his avodas Hashem has a tanug, it has pleasure, enjoyment, he understands it, he relates to it, it's relevant to his life, he connects to it, it's meaningful to him. That's called wine. Then there's another avodas Hashem, another way of serving Hashem. And it's a way of Kabbalah's all. It's when the person does not really connect to what he's doing, nor does he understand how it relates to his life. The reason that he does it is because he accepts that this is something that he needs in order to exist. It's just something that is required of him in life. He must do it. That avoda of Kabbalah's all, which is missing the taste, Nikus Mayim. That's called water. Kevin Shemitzar Atzma Ein Batanag. Because on its own, it doesn't have a pleasure. It doesn't have a tanag. On them, however, Afalpi Shekabalos Ol, Hu Inyan Shemitzar Atzma Ein Bay Anig Varevas, even though Kabbalos Ol, accepting the responsibility of Avedis Hashem, or that area of Avodas Hashem, by way of Kabbalah's all, even though Afbish Kabbalah's all, whom Inyan Shemitzaratzum ain by Einig Varevus, it does not have an Einig and an Arevus, a pleasure, a tam, Mikomakom. Nevertheless, Kishem Shemenege Lamayim, the same way we see that by water, Matsinu Shahashoy Samayim Litzma'oi, that a person who drinks the water because he's thirsty, mevarach, he makes a bracha, ki mitzad hatzimon, because of the thirst that he has, hu chash arevus gam b'mayim, he's able to feel a pleasantness, a delight, even in water, because of his tzimon, because of his thirst, kein hu gam b'kabalas ol, so it is when it comes to being an Eved Hashem, to being a Jew. B'shar sheha'adam mizbainayin, if a person thinks deeply, ve'inyin yiridus neshma salamata, if he thinks about his soul that descended from the highest place and entered into his body, into this world, sheyarda mi'igra rama labira amikta, it came from a great and high mountain and went all the way down into a low valley, into this world. Azayhu boli de maskana, then the person reaches the conclusion, shalom reis hayayis ha-gadol b'chachma b'asaga, hara ein leza shum erach klal b'yachas l'masav shabay amda nishmasa kaidami yiridasa. Even though the person might understand a great deal here in his learning, in his Avodas Hashem, it can't compare in any way to what the Neshama was in its origin, in its source, before it descended into the Guf. V'halavai, tehei yitziyosam ha'ilam kibiyos al-kalpanam, halavai, he should be able to, in this world, in this life, to gain something, me'ein, what his Neshama had before it came into the Guf. U'mitzadzeh, when he realizes, when he thinks about the exaltedness of his soul, and the place where his soul came from, Nasa etz letzima'on lelakus, he becomes a person who thirsts for God, who is longing for elakus, for godliness, to understand more, to connect more to the root and source of his existence. Letzima'on ze, and this thirst that the person has for elakus, Ma'ayra by bittul to kabbalas ol, it generates within him a willingness and a readiness to mevatel all of his understanding, to mevatel all of his of what makes sense to him, all of what's rational, all of what he determines as what's important to him. He's mevatel all of that to mekabel ol malchus shemayim, because he is humbled by his realization of the shayrish, of where his neshama comes from, of the root of his neshama, in Ein Saif Baruch Hu, the Infinite One himself. And therefore, even though he doesn't understand why he has to do this mitzvah and why he can't do that aveira, and even though that avoid of Kabbalah's all in of itself doesn't have a tam. Tam means a taste. It also means to him it doesn't make sense. But there's a tzima'on that he has to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is infinite. And because of that tzima'on, he humbles himself and he's mevatel himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be an eved, to do the will of God. And that Kabbalah's all itself has an arevis, has a pleasantness and a sweetness that gives his life great meaning and importance. Like a person who drinks water, letzima'on, letzima'o, that the din is you do make a bracha. Even the water of itself doesn't have a tam. But when the water is the result of a tzima'on, so then, gamma kabbalas ol, himitoich ribui tanig v'chiyas. Then the kabbalas ol itself, the kabbalas ol itself comes together with a tremendous tanig, and a tremendous chiyas of being an eved, of being an eved Hashem, and not having to know everything, of being mevatel oneself to Kadosh Baruch. Zeu gam perish ashoy samayim letzmo mevarach shahakol niya bedvar. And that's what the Gemara means when a person drinks water because he's thirsty, then he makes the brach of shahakol niya bedvar. V'shor sh'omid ha'odem betnuah shel tzimon v'kabbalas ol, when a person is in this state of thirst for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and kabbalas ol, Azainika umugash bahakol, then that is felt in every single thing of his life. Shahakol niyeh bedvaro, everything is God. Not just what makes sense to him, but everything. Shahakol b'chol davar v'davar. Gam ba'ilum hazeh hagashmi v'chomri. He feels that in everything in life. Everything is a lokus. He feels that presence of God in everything. Ashuhu niyeh bedvaro, that everything exists only because of Hashem. Okay, if you show me Pam Rabbeinu Azakin, as the Alter he said once, Shuroya Rak is a kahapal benifel. That before he died, the Alter Rebbe said that when he looked at the beams above his head, he only saw the Isis of the Aleph Beis. He only saw the energy of Hashem, the light of Hashem that gave existence to the wooden beams. That's all he saw. Hakol niyeh bedvaro. Vinyin zeyochel yos morgash gam bezman hagolus. And it's possible to feel this even at a time of galus. Va'adarab. Ha'arevis v'ha'simcha shebekabolus ol. And this is the great joy of Sukkot. Ha'arevis v'ha'simcha, the sweetness, the pleasantness, and the joy that a person can experience dafka by letting go of his ego, of his need to understand. Shebekabolus ol and being mekabel ol malchus shamayim, he gedolei yoisim ha'simcha mishemitzad ha'asag, is greater than any joy that a person can experience by his limited understanding of something. Ki ha'simcha shemitzad ha'asag. Because all joy, any joy that takes place mitzad the individual's hasaga, understanding, he bahagbala, it's limited. Kifi oifin hasaga, depends on that person's level of understanding. Avla simcha shemitzad kabbalas ol, but the joy, the simcha that comes mitzad kabbalas ol, he bli gvul. And that is what we spoke about when we're learning in the Arizat Shuva. We're talking once about the Simcha and Arizat Torah, the Simcha Davke by Shemini Atzeres, by Simchas Torah, where we don't even open up the Sefer Torah. We're dancing with a closed Torah. So when you're dancing with a closed Torah, it's not the same thing. Shavuos, the Simcha is understanding Torah. But you can't compare the joy of Shavuos to the joy of Simchas Torah. But that itself is remarkable. Because the joy of Shavuos is a joy that I have understanding Torah, and therefore, on Shavuos, we stay up and we learn. Which is tremendous simcha. It's the simcha of my hasaga of Torah. Each person on his level has a joy in understanding Torah. Simcha's Torah is something altogether different. Simcha's Torah has no time to learn. Adrav, the Torahs are closed. And you find that even the biggest amaratzim, the biggest pshutim are dancing all day long. And you ask them, what are you so happy about? You don't understand one word that's in this thing that you're dancing with. Like the Rapshitzer, the Maestro of the Rapshitzer, he said it was one of the three times that he was outsmarted in his life. He said that there was Namaris that was dancing all Simchas Torah, and the Rapshitzer asked him, what are you so happy about? You don't know anything. So what are you dancing so much? He said, Rebbe, is a Simcha in the Mishpacha, I shouldn't dance. it's a Simcha. So totally saw that, a very deep thing. The Sefer Torah is closed. We even dance with the Sefer Torah that are closed. So it's something that obviously the simcha of Simchas Torah, noch sukkis, doesn't depend on one's hasaga of Torah. Shavuos is hasaga. Shavuos kabbalas Torah. What do you understand? What does this mean to you? Simchas Torah. The Sefer Torah is closed. No one has time to learn. There's no in davke. Men and the women are happy from their place. And the children and Kol HaNa'arim and the Simcha of Simchas Torah, which is the siyum of the whole Simcha of this time of Elul Shanim Yom Kippur, Shana Rabba, the Sukkot of Shana Rabba, comes to the Yichud of Shmi Atzeres, where it's a mitzias of being together, it's a mitzias of Kabbalah's Ol, the Simcha of Kabbalah's Ol of being a Jew, that doesn't depend upon one's understanding of how much he knows and how much this one knows or doesn't know. It's a Kabbalah soul with bli gvul. V'zehu she'ikra simcha hay b'nisach ha'mayim davka. If you find it, the ikra simcha was u'shafta mayim b'sosim y'mayim ha'yeshua. The ikra simcha of the whole year is the simcha that took place in the Beis HaMikdash by nisach ha'mayim. That there was no greater joy in the Beis HaMikdash, what the Rambam describes at length, in the Gemara and Sukkah, there was no greater joy that Jews came to Simchas Beis HaShoev and people went home and they had Ruach HaKodesh in their pockets when they went home. Zeika HaSimcha Hoye B'Nisach HaMayim Davke V'akadei Kach Godla HaSimcha Shemish Leiroa Simchas Beis HaShoev. The Gemara says Leiroa Simcha Miyamav, that if a person didn't see the Simchas Beis HaShoev and never saw in his life such a Simcha. Zeu Atam Lekach Shenisach HaYayin, we can understand in Nigla in halacha, why is it that the nisach hayayin is a din in davke in the carbon, the nisach hamayim is chayvus hayayin, the nisach hamayim is a din in the yontif? Once we understand the difference between the zevach, the carbon, and the yayim, and the day. Zevach hu inyin shel avodas adam. A carbon is an inyin in avodas adam. It's a particular type of avodas Hashem. Shei ha'adam hu amevi carbon. A person brings a carbon. V'lechen yesh bezevach kama v'kama chilukim medreges. Therefore we have different Madragas when it comes to karbanis, k'mayshem asinus and nashim pturus machzah shekel. For instance, women are exempt from machzah shekel. Shemene haviu karbanis atzibur, from which the karbanis atzibur, the public karbanis, the karbanis atzibur were bought using the machzah shekel. Women are potter from that, and so on. There are many chilukim, and there are different madragas when it comes to the karbanis. Who's chayv, who's potter, and so on. Bilu yontiv, who inyan habor milamala. Yontiv, on the other hand, comes upon all Jews equally. It descends upon the entire Jewish people. The Kadosh V'Kaima, Dehein Emesh, even though it's true, Shekviyas HaChodesh Tli Bezdin, even though it's true that the Bezdin is Kaveya the Zman, but the Kiddush HaChodesh, but once the Bezdin has established that day is Rosh Chodesh, Azai, b'vay yom ha-chamisha asar, that when it comes to the 15th day of the month, chal b'derech m'melech ha-gesukkis. Sukkis comes on everybody, equally. L'chein ein b'inyin zeh, as far as the yom is concerned, of course there's a woman, they're part of the mitzvah shazman grama, but as far as the mitzvah, is the chalois of the yontiv of sukkis, it enters into our lives, regardless of what this person's madrega is, that person's madrega. It's a shaita, cotton, it's sukkis. L'chein ein b'nyin zeh chiluk imadrega. So ha'kol shavim, everybody's equal. L'chein hayayin, therefore, when it comes to wine, tam v'das hu chayvus ha'zevach. Yayin, which means one's understanding, one's self, one's own personal involvement, in, according to his madrega, that's a din in what? In the carbon. Because the carbon is a very personal matter. It's an issue of that individual's avoda. Umayim, on the other hand, when it comes to just accepting that I'm a Jew, and without any question, without my need to justify, to rationalize, but simply because I'm a Yid, that's called Mayim, water, Kabbalah's Ol, Hem Chayvus Hayayin. That's a din in the day itself. Kavayda Shal Pitam V'Daz, because Avayda, which is Al Pitam V'Daz, which is Yayin, wine, He Lefi Erech Adam HaMasik. That goes according to the level of the person who's Masik. You have better wine, you have cheap wine, you have wine that's aged and it's delicious and it's very, very choshev, and you have pashut wine. V'yesh b'zeh chilukim medreges. K'may b'zevach, just like by the karm. Avol avoydeh shemitzad kabbalos ol, einu lefi erkai. But avoydeh that comes from kabbalos ol, to accept the ol of being an Eved Hashem, bittl. That's not according to the erech, the worth, or the understanding of that individual. D'binyin zeh ein legeh matzev ha'odem. It's not an issue of me and what madreg I'm on, and what I understand. It's tavke, not a question of what I feel and what I understand. Imu mevin imlav, if he understands, if he doesn't understand. Imu margish imlav, how much I feel, how much I don't feel. Einu mischashe ba'atzma klal. The whole avoid of Kabbalah soul is that it's not about him. It's not about him. Elu mekablo of al malchus shemayim. It's a kabbalos al malchus shemayim. Ebenin ze ein kol chilukim adregis. There are no chilukim adregis. Achin doima davel yontif. Therefore, it's like the day itself. The day itself is chalais on each person the same. It's Yontif, it's Sukkos. Shabo'ein nogeya mayim b'do matzav ha'odim. It's not nogeya what the person's madreig is. The person says, I don't feel Yontif dik, therefore I'm gonna drive to shul, chalila. I don't feel it's Yontif. I don't understand what Yontif is about, therefore I could turn on the lights. When it comes to Kiddush Hayom, when it comes to the actual Kiddush of the day, the second that it's Yontif, Nasa Hayom Kaddish Me'elav. It's a Metzias. It's not a question of how I enjoy, how I feel, what it means to me, how I understand. That's the Metzias. It's Kaddish Me'elav. In other words, the world is Mekabel the Ol of that day. The world accepts that this is a different day. That's the avayd of mine, of water. Zel gam habiyah binyanel. Shenisuch hayayin hutzur chaliyaz b'yam davke. Therefore we understand that nisuch hayayin had to be davke by the time of the carbon during the day. V'nisuch hamayim hayoch chaliyaz gam b'layla. But the nisuch hamayim could be any time of yontif. Could be the night of yontif, during the day. Why? Because avayda mitzad hasaga, because avayda that comes that depends on one's perception, one's level of awareness and understanding, that only works when what? When that inyan is shining in your mind, when you're accepting that inyan in the light of your awareness and understanding. When you understand it, when you feel it. Then the avayda is an avayda that's mitzad haseichel, in the state of illumination and understanding. That's avayda by way of yayin, of wine. Avla avayda the Kabbalah's all, however, when it comes to Kabbalah's all, yichaylu liyaz gam b'layla, that could be even at night. Yom Kippur was the yard site of a tzaddik. I don't know if you heard of him, Rabbi Itzchak Pshevarska from Antwerp. Rabbi Itzchak was a tzaddik yisrael, a kaddish elyon, a person that was a wonder of the generation. The Satmar Rav spoke about him with awe. Rabbi Itzchak, his pashtus, his unbelievable pashtus. So, erev Yom Kippur, he was in a complete and total coma. Now, one of the avoiders of Rabitzical that nobody understood was many, many times during the day, he would stop by the mezuzah, and he would put his hand up on the mezuzah, and he would lean against the door, and he would spend a long time by the mezuzah. He'd be mumbling, and he'd be standing by the mezuzah with his hand on the mezuzah, like that. Erev Yom Kippur, he became very sick and he went into a coma. He was in a deep coma, and when they were carrying him, when they took him on the stretcher on the bed to bring him to the hospital, where he passed every in the house when they took him through. So he was in a complete coma. By when they passed the mezuzah, each place by the mezuzah, he picked up his hand by the mezuzah. They stopped. He had his hand up. And then they the avoid of Kabbalah's all. The body of the tzaddik of Rabitzical Pshevarska, that body was so completely conditioned for Kabbalah's all. The Yichiliyas Gam B'Layla. The avoid was even at night, even when he wasn't functioning, even during the night. The Kabbalah's all doesn't depend on my illuminated state of understanding. It's a Kabbalah's all. Kasha ein ha'or meyer ba'odim. When the or, when the light is not shining in the person's life. V'afa pichein, ein hu mischashe b'shum dover. He doesn't care about anything that's in his way. Anything of the night that's trying to stop him from doing what he's supposed to do. V'makabal atzma ol malchus yizbarach. It's a Kabbalah's all. It's a Kabbal O Malchus Hashem. Night, day, 24 hours, whatever it is, doesn't have to be dafka during the day that I understand. Al Pisa names the Nisach HaMayim, Kaidim Nisach HaYayin. Therefore, the din of Nisach HaMayim is Kaidim Nisach HaYayin before Nisach HaYayin. Because the din of Nisach HaMayim, strictly speaking, the next page, 363. Because Nisach HaMayim, Al-Pidin, can take place immediately the second the Sukkot enters. I mean, we didn't do it then, of course, we waited. It was the second night. But strictly speaking, it was kosher immediately. The Nisach HaYayin, of course, would only be by the carbon the next day, in the morning. V'heinim beruchnius, v'heinim beruchnius, kabolos ol bilvad ein bodai. We need both. Obviously, Hashem is Baruch wants us to have mayim and yayin. Because kabolos ol bilvad ein bodai. That one's entire Yiddishkeit should be only kabolos ol, without understanding, ein badai. That's also not the Ratzon Hashem. Yesh tzarech l'shtadl, shegam haseichel yavin, shetzarech l'avodas Hashem. All of our learning, all of our davening, is that we should understand more and more and more, and that it should make sense to us. It should be clear to us, and we should feel that taste and that sweetness, and we should understand that. Sherei kol chelav l'Hashem. We have to give ourselves completely to Hashem and to give our all of the koiches and nefesh and our seichel, our emotions. We have to pour into our avodas Hashem. So wine is very important. And the most precious thing that a person has is his mind, his intellect. Certainly, we have to try to engage the mind and understand more and more about Hashem, more and more Torah, and more in the Avodas Hashem. Mele tzarech l'shabed l'elokus gam z'seichel. Certainly we have to be m'shabed the seichel to elokus, to the best of our abilities. Yayin. However, we have to know, aval, eina kavona b'kach shakim ha-mitzvah z'yeh mitzad seichel v'al pi ha-seichel, but doesn't mean that, God forbid, my keeping mitzvahs depends upon seichel. God forbid. My being a Jew does not depend upon what I understand. Hashem wants us to engage our minds as much as possible. But my putting on tzitzis or tefillin, my keeping Shabbos and so on and so forth, my davening and chulu, all of that can never ever depend on seichel. Can never depend on seichel. Adarava, yisoid ha'avaydu kabolos ol davka. Adarava, the foundation of all avodas Hashem is davka, kabbalas ol, and that was the ikka medrega of all the tzaddikim. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh said it before he was nifted. The ikka of his entire existence was emunah pshuta, was faith. Vayidei hakdomas hakabbalas ol. Therefore, we see that in the order Nisach HaMayim, in the halacha Nisach HaMayim precedes Nisach HaYayin. Well, like the Baal Shem Tov said, what they say from the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that we say Ein kelokeinu, and then we say mi kelokeinu mi kadeneinu. First, there has to be a kabbalas ol, which is what ein kelokeinu. There's nothing like Hashem. That's kabbalas ol. I do what I have to, and then Hashem wants us to think about that mi kelokeinu mi kadeneinu, to try to understand more. But first, there has to be a statement of fact ein kelokeinu. Thus is this. This is my life. Ein kelokeinu. There's no competition. It's not negotiable. Then Hashem Yisbach wants us to understand and to learn Mika Lekein, Mika Adonainu, and so on. By Yideak Domas HaKabbalos Ol, that therefore that Kabbalos Ol, the avoid of Nisach HaMayim in Halacha, is before Nisach HaYayim. The time that it's kosher to do Nisach HaMayim is immediately at the Chalais of Yontif. Azay Yechayil Yos HaSaga. Because if you're trying to understand, but your understanding is not preceded by Kabbalos Ol, is not preceded by Kabbalah's soul, then what? Then your hasaga, there's absolutely no guarantee that your hasaga is one that is true. That your understanding is one that is honest and it's real. So you can come to the conclusion that there's no greater nachas ruach that Hashem has that the women should go into dance with the Sefer Torah and Sefer Torah. That's your hasaga. Now we know where that hasaga comes from. That hasaga comes from 20th century women's suffrage v'chulam. That's that hasaga. And you're going to make the Torah fit your hasaga because there's no kabbalas ol. Because your grandmother there's no Kabbalah Sol. So without the Kabbalah Sol, you will come to that conclusion. And not only that, you'll have a Bach and a Taz and a Mogen of Rome, you'll have a Ran and a Rashba, and you write an article for the latest journal to prove that the greatest thing that a woman could ever do is to dance with a Sefer Torah. You could develop any article you like to prove that. Because you were determined that your hasaga should be accepted and acceptable to yourself in order to rationalize your understanding of Yiddishkeit that would give you pleasure. As far as Nachas Ruch is concerned, your grandmother knew what she was doing. And you know what? She had pleasure sitting in the Ezra's Nasha. Because it was an avoid of Kabbalah's all. And the grandmothers, I was going to say, our grandmother, I mean, I have a grandmother, but the grandmothers, we see, are able to smile and to have tremendous Nachas Ruch and Tanuk watching Simchas Torah. Now it's hard for a lot of the women to have that Nachas Ruch and that Tanuk. Because it doesn't make sense. There's a hack of they're dancing, I'm not dancing. It doesn't make sense. I don't taste any wine over here. So the result of that is lots of whining. Tremendous whining. I don't taste anything. My avoid doesn't have a time. Therefore, I need to understand. I'm an intellectual. I need to understand. I don't understand this chilek. What God loves, that loves them, doesn't love me. So, in order for me to accommodate my hasaga, I'm going to override Kabbalah's all, and I'm going to head for the wine bottle of my understanding, and to become a shikir in my understanding. And the whole tachlis of being a shikir is ad lo yada, as we know, is dafka to come to a point where it's not about me. It's not about how much I understand. It's about what I don't understand, which is an avoid of Kabbalah's all. An avoid of Kabbalah's all. Therefore, if one's avoid is not based upon Kabbalah's all, there's absolutely no guarantee that anything that he understands, that his conclusions are true. His conclusions could be a reflection of what he wants the conclusions to be, that will satisfy him. Because his avoid is not an avoid of Kabbalah's all. So I'm going to make sure that the election comes out the way that I want. Because it's got to come out the way that I want. Because that's what I enjoy. That's my wine. If it doesn't come out the way that I want, then you're telling me that I have to accept upon myself an all without understanding at night. Golas. I don't like that. I don't want that. I'm an intelligent person. This is an insult to my intelligence. It's an insult to my intelligence. Therefore, a person whose ego, in whom the ego is very, very strong, you understand that Kabbalah's all doesn't have a good taste. That's our generation. Kabbalah's all doesn't have a good taste. So I don't understand. Why do I have to say Slichas in the morning? Why can't I say Slichas when it's comfortable for me at 9 o'clock at night? Why can't I say Slichas when I don't understand? So why can't I say the same words at night? When I have to get up a half hour earlier? I don't understand. It doesn't taste good to me that early in the morning. I could have more kavana at night. He's the big bali kavana. I could have more kavana at night. And we didn't think of this for thousands. We didn't think of such a thing. No, it's what you want and what you understand. So to make your life something which you, to make it more enjoyable for you, or in that case, not enjoyable because it's not a matter of enjoying the slichus, is less detestable. And even there, I'm not saying chalila, they're Jews, and there's a Kabbalah soul to say slichus at all. That's also a Kabbalah soul. So that's something to be admired as well. Nevertheless, in our generation is drunk, looking only for those things that have that taste, that time. When only through Kabbalah's O is there any guarantee that the Hasoga is a Hasoga that's true, that's real. The Tam HaDover, Shei El Molek HaShboch HaOizra En Yochala. If not for Hashem, we can't do anything. V'odem Niskok LaOizra HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hadarach L'Skash L'Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Kal Menu Hi Ayde Kabbalah's O Davka. The way to connect to Hashem is dafka through Kabbalah Sol, by being an Eved Hashem. That's the only way we can be guaranteed that he'll help us understand in the right way, and that he'll help us do things in the right way, is by what? Being Eved Hashem. But if I'm not an Eved Hashem, if I'm serving myself, then what help do I have in my understanding of this Gemara? And how do I know that I'm not completely misunderstanding that Rishon to misinterpret in order to suit my personal needs? You're not makabel all. You're not an Eved Hashem. There's no guarantee that you're getting any help in figuring this Gemara out. What's your hasaga? It's a matter of your yetzahara. You don't know what that hasaga is. It doesn't have to mean anything. All right, we'll make sure we'll continue.